Pitbull. Hotel room service. It is Dave and Fionnuala. Well, the last time I rang a hotel, I didn't get great service. I passed by a hotel a while back, and there was a sign on the door that said night porter and their phone number.
Okay.
And I honestly thought it was a job advertisement. And I thought, I wonder, do they get calls often being asked, oh, I'm applying for the position of night porter.
Right. That was the first thought that came into your head. Okay.
And I thought, wonder no more. Why not ring them and say, does this confusion take place?
Hello? You're looking to get in?
How are you doing? I'm inquiring about the night porter job.
Yeah, I'm the night porter on right now.
Well, if you're there, why do they need another night porter?
What do you mean?
Well, there's a sign on the door that says your number saying night porter. So you're looking for a night porter and I'm out of work and I want a job.
No, that's not for a job. That's my number.
Yeah.
So that residents can contact me, get in.
Yeah, but why would residents want to be a night porter? They're just there on holidays. Your marketing is all wrong.
Maybe you're better off ringing in the morning. There'll be a manager on duty. You can discuss that with them.
Are you leaving or are you no good? Getting them hooked in, getting them a little bit worked up. They're not just there yet, so what do you do? Well, of course, you ring them again.
Hello, front desk.
I thought you were the night porter.
I am.
What are you doing on front desk? I was looking for a job and you told me you were the night porter.
Listen, I am the night porter. That sign you saw is not for a job. Are you thick or what?
I don't think I'm the thick one here. I think it's you. They're advertising your job in the front door and you don't even realise it. The fish is now hooked. So what do? You ring them again.
Hello, hotel.
I just want to make a complaint about your night porter. I keep ringing for a job and they keep saying, oh, it's only for
that's
residents.
Because there is no job. There is no job. There is no job. Can you get it into your head? There is no job. That number is for residents.
I think
do you understand what a night porter does?
I think your night porter needs to be replaced. They're quite unprofessional.
There's no job. Jesus.
And the final move in this.
You didn't.
It's the classic bait and switch. You have them so hepped up that when you ring them, they never think it's going to be anyone else. Do they? Do they?
No.
Jesus Christ. How stupid are you, can I ask? How thick are you? There is no job. None. If you're looking for a job, off down to the Dole office. They might sort you out. There's nothing here for you. Off.
We're in room 202.
Oh, sorry. We've been getting a lot of prank calls there lately. So I apologise for.
Are you truly sorry?
No, genuinely, my absolute apologies. It was we were just getting a lot of calls there, a lot of prank calls.
I do have a recommendation for you, though.
A recommendation?
Yeah, that you replace your night porter because he's useless. So, teams.
Dave Duke.
It doesn't happen often, putting night porter and phone number on the door. People don't usually confuse it for a job advertisement, but when they do, this is potentially what can happen.
I mean, you know now that you wouldn't be too used to hard work. Because that poor man, trying to do his job, you come along, torment him.
If it is any consolation, I did pass it by them that we could play this today, but they did request that their name was withheld and the hotel that they worked at was also withheld, and also that I would say that that hotel has a night porter and they don't need another one. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.